Moncrief on News Talk.
It has 20 decks, it's 364 metres long and costs $2.3 billion to build. The Legend of the Seas is the world's biggest cruise ship. Cathy Adams of the London Times has been on it. Good afternoon, Cathy.
Good afternoon.
By how much is it bigger than the next biggest cruise ship?
Okay, you're going to laugh at this, but it's actually only 4.55 millimetres. That is how much Legend is bigger than Icon and Star. It's kind of next to biggest sister ships. It's absolutely ridiculous. I know, it's basically the width of a pencil. It's about half of a fingernail. But look, size matters in the cruise industry.
Seems so,
now
right.
The Caribbean can say it's the largest ship.
Where, do you know where it's 4.5 millimetres bigger? Is it in width or girth or length? Or what do they specify?
It's in length. It's in length. I had a very funny conversation with the captain last week when I was on board. And, you know, I was expecting him to say, oh, it's another deck tool. It's another, I don't know, 3 meters long, whatever. I mean, probably far more. And he said, no, it's actually 4.55 millimeters longer. I mean, you know, surely another ship could just stick a ruler on the end and then that would be bigger still, right?
Just super glue a box on the back of it and exactly. You're beating it. The thing is, when you go onto something that size, can you easily forget you're actually on a ship at all?
Well, funny you say that. And I think the answer is yes. Although when you you get on for the very first time, it is very clear that you are going onto a ship. I think, you know, you're walking along the gangway, you know, you're looking up and it's obviously overwhelming in nature. And then that sort of first afternoon or first day that you're on board, you know, it's a very strange, overwhelming experience. After that, though, you sort of, you know, a bit like you would in an all-inclusive hotel, you find your little pockets that you like going, and then it really doesn't feel like you're on the water. It's extremely smooth. And this is something to do, I think, with the way that they've engineered the hull. It's got this kind of sleek steamship look. It's very wide as well. So you ask about width and girth. Actually, I don't even know, but I know that it's a very wide ship. So it feels extraordinarily smooth, which is crazy to say for something, you know, that is the width, the length of 3.5 football pitches. But actually, when you're moving along, you can forget that you're at sea. Obviously, you know, you look out of your balcony, you can run around, you know, the decks, you can go right up to the top and use swimming pools, go on the water slides, and immediately, you know, you are surrounded by ocean, you know, but that's really nice. And then you can sort of, you know, go back to other bits in the ship along the kind of Royal Promenade. It's right at the heart of that cruise, or, you know, maybe just go and enjoy one of the restaurants and bars. And yet you can completely forget that you're sailing around the Western Med.
Yeah. Now, if you're on it for like, and it's 5,600 passengers, so you're not seeing the same faces every morning, I assume.
No, not at all. And, you know, plus crew. And actually, if 5,600 passengers. Yeah, yeah. 5,600 passengers, that's the number that Royal Caribbean gave me, but that's only based on 2 adults in every stateroom. So then if you go and add children on top, you're looking at maybe 7,500 plus crew. I mean, you're actually looking at something like 11,000 people on board. That's actually bigger than the population of St. David's in Wales, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, you're never seeing, you know, you're just bumping into different people, seeing different faces constantly. And I think in a way, that's what I love about cruising. It keeps things interesting, especially because you're landing at different ports every day as well. Well, typically every day, you know, and then you can go off, you can explore on land, but then come back onto your ship in the evening. So yeah, it's a really sort of surreal experience, and being surrounded by that many people, I mean, it's like nothing I've ever experienced, really, apart from on other mega ships, I should add.
When you're on the ship, I mean, apart from the obvious advantage of you're calling into different places every day, does it feel like you're just inside a huge shopping centre that goes on forever?
Have you been on a cruise? Just out of interest.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say that no, it doesn't in a way, but it does feel like walking into, I don't know, like sometimes it can feel like walking into a big casino or, you know, a big sort of restaurant complex, a food court, you know, because there aren't so many shops, but it's a lot of people and they're all milling around restaurants, bars. I mean, people go on cruises to really hammer the drinks as well. You know, you can get all inclusive drinks packages. They're not particularly competitive, so you have to be, I would say, heavy drinkers in order to be able to make the most of them. But then people will buy them and then sit at bars all day. I mean, does that not sound like a dream life? You go to a pool bar, you can go for a quick dip in the swimming pool, and then you can just go and have a frozen margarita, you know, whenever you like. That's what I really enjoy about these places. I'm a sort of natural extrovert, you know, love chasing a new high, you know, a new travel high. So not only do I get to go to a new port every day, but I also get to, you know, go to a new bar. There's something like, I think the numbers are staggering. It's like 45 restaurants and bars on this cruise ship. I mean, you literally couldn't visit, you know, one every day for every meal. That's how many there are. So if you're someone, I think, that really appreciates new stuff, you know, really great food as well. I mean, considering that you're on a ship, you know, the food on board, I thought, was incredible. So, yeah, if you really appreciate great food, good vibes, and obviously lots of bars, and being able to drink a frozen margarita at 11 o'clock in the morning with no judgment is something quite special.
And you know that, like, I won't name any, but there's some of these places you can visit where, you know, they're family resorty type places and it has three or four restaurants, but you heavily suspect after you've been to two of them that all the food is cooked in the same kitchen.
Yeah.
I assume that's not the case here, that each place has its own kitchen.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you've basically got a kind of three-story dining room and you can always go there and eat, you know, for every meal. You can go there, it's an a la carte menu. They've got lovely dishes as well, you know, steak, chicken, lovely bits of fish, sort of alongside burgers, pasta, etc. And it's great for children as well. So you've got this kind of lovely three-story, you know, they've got chandeliers coming down. It's quite grand. But then as well, you've got all these, what we call in the cruise industry, sort of specialty restaurants. So, you know, it could be an Italian, it could be, I don't know, a Pan-Asian. I went to a kind of Hollywood-style supper club and, you know, there was somebody singing up on stage. It was a very kind of 1920s jazz age. We had something like 8 courses and we also had cocktail matching with each course, which it does sound like quite a lot, and I wasn't feeling the best I've ever felt the next day, I'll be quite honest. But this is really, it's an amazing experience, and I think if you shut your eyes, obviously apart from the fact that it's completely windowless, so you know that does give some hint that you're perhaps not in a normal environment, you know, you could be in somewhere like New York. It's that sort of slick and it's that vibe, and the good thing is that everybody really loves getting dressed up. So for that particular evening, we were all very dressed up, you know, in our kind of Sunday best, and it just makes the whole, it sort of elevates the whole experience somehow.
Yeah. So, and is the place, because it's so big, is it almost like divided into different neighborhoods?
Yes, totally. So on this particular ship, this is a kind of Royal Caribbean signature as well. So it's got 8 different neighborhoods, and they call them neighborhoods to sort of separate the vibes, I suppose. So you've got one that's like great for kind of under 8s. It's called Surfside. I mean, go there and wear sunglasses because it's so bright. Lots of primary colours, bubbles everywhere. I went there and had to dance to Cotton Eye Joe and had to do the limbo. Lots of bubbles everywhere. You know, it's so overwhelming. Then you've got an adults only area. Sort of, it's got a lovely pool. It's right at the back of the ship, I believe. And then, you know, you can hang out, speak to people that are more on your wavelength, kind of Ibiza, you know, beach club vibes. You've got this kind of big royal promenade. It's got cafes, bars, restaurants. Then what else have you got? Oh, yeah, you've got a big sort of theatre called the Aquadome, and that's somewhere you can go and grab food, and it's got a lovely bar as well. So, yeah, there are all these different areas, and I suppose it's really designed. I mean, it's designed to suit everyone. You know, obviously every cruise line will tell you, we want everyone to come. We just want to appeal to everyone. But it means that whatever kind of traveller you are, in theory, you should find somewhere that will suit you. You know, whether you want to go and eat, you want to go and have a drink, you want to have a relax, you want to go party. You've got kids. You know, I haven't really spoken about how great it is for children, but I took my son, he was 2.5, I think, at the time, about 4 years ago, on another big ship. I think it was actually the biggest cruise ship in the world when we sailed on it. And he absolutely loved it. And you know what? We absolutely loved it. It's his parents, because he was happy. We were happy just kind of being with him. He was playing mini golf. He went to the kids club. There were pools galore. He could have ice cream whenever he wanted. You know, it is an amazing option for families. And you wouldn't have heard me say that 4 years ago. I was like you 4 years ago. I'd never been on a cruise ship. I just thought, oh, no, it's so tacky and gauche. And no, definitely not. But now I appreciate the kind of, it's so O-O-T-T-T, you know, and it doesn't apologize. It's so unapologetic. And I think if you're into just having your kind of ears go deaf, essentially, over the period of about a week, then cruising is definitely for you.
Yeah. I assume, though, if you're going on one of these and you've got, you know, two small kids and you're going to be going to bed early, you can avoid the having tequila at 8 o'clock in the morning brigade.
Yes, you absolutely can. Although I would say that a big mega ship, you know, as we call them, like Legend, it's not a quiet experience. So, you know, the fact that it is the biggest, boldest, kind of brashest ship sailing, I would say that if you do want something that's a bit quieter and you quite fancy, you know, getting a peppermint tea and then going to bed at 9 o'clock, perhaps it isn't quite right for you. And there are lots of other cruise lines that will absolutely suit you. But that said, I mean, I spent every single day, I went to shows, you know, real kind of Broadway quality shows. I went out for dinner. I went out for a lot of drinks. And then, you know, by about 10, 11 o'clock, I was like, you know what, I'm kind of beat. Like, I'm just going to go to bed. I sat having a peppermint tea, overlooking the ocean on my balcony, and I couldn't hear any noise. So I think that there are two sides to that story. But if you are somebody that wants a slightly quieter experience, you know, the traditional reason why people don't want to go on cruises is because they think they can't escape. And I absolutely do understand that argument, even though you're docking every day usually and you have the opportunity to go on shore. You know, obviously you are still trapped on a boat. But when you're on a really, really big ship such as Legend, because there are so many opportunities for you to go and do, you know, whatever, and something really new, or you can just stick to, I don't know, wandering, or there's a running track. You know, I threw myself on a half sort of zip line, half rope walk, where you literally dangle 45 meters above the ocean on a sort of zip line thing. Absolutely terrifying, but it was a real adrenaline hit. Mm. You know, there is something for everyone. And I think if you do want a slightly quieter holiday, you probably could try and find it here. But my advice would be to look for another cruise ship.
Yeah. Describe the Voyage to Adventure Parade.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, yeah, Royal Caribbean really prides itself on amazing entertainment that's got, you know, Broadway level shows. I saw an amazing ice show. There's a really great sort of diving show. You know, everybody's very, very talented there. So the Voyage to Adventure Parade, it basically took place in the Royal Promenade, which is the real heart of that ship. There were court jesters, there were flamingos, there was a big polar bear that got wheeled out. I really couldn't follow it, honestly, Sean. I think it was something to do with kind of traveling the world and visiting lots of Royal Caribbean's different ports. But honestly, I got completely lost. But it was a real feast for the eyes, and it's probably the only thing I can say. Something to do with kind of flamenco dancers, you know, polar bears, as I said, just lots of dancing, lots of music, lots of noise. And that probably sums up Royal Caribbean for you.
Yeah. Kathy, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Kathy Adams there. Might be to your taste, it might not. Kathy is news features editor for the London Times and the Sunday Times. One texter says, if I have to go to prison or hell, just put me on a cruise. So are you saying you'd prefer prison or hell to the cruise? Or you'd I don't know if that's necessarily a third option.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.